So, for example, let's go to a restaurant. A child screams. The child's parents may get fooled. They may think they're punishing a child when they scream stop. However, if the child's behavior continues, the screaming stop must have been reinforcement. So if the parent screamed stop, what about that may have been reinforcement for that behavior? Some possibilities include the parents stopped and looked at their child. They usually ignore him when he screamed. The parents may have thought screaming stop was punishment, but for the child, the attention of the parents was actually reinforcement for the misbehavior. Perhaps it's only when the child screams that he gets any attention from his parents. Therefore, that attention is reinforcement for whatever behavior brings that attention. Perhaps the parents laughed before they screamed stop. They didn't mean to reinforce the behavior, but when the child screamed, they laughed because he was making a funny face. The child kept screaming to make them laugh. Other people in the restaurant stared at the child. This staring actually was reinforcement for the child screaming. The child never had so many people looking at him at one time. Did you see how these can explain why the child's behavior of screaming was reinforced? And if the behavior continues, something must be reinforcing it, according to Skinner.